Hey everybody, my name is Nicole Johnson. I am welcoming you to my podcast called Enabled to Rise. I wanted to talk about how I became an extrovert. And believe it or not, I used to be an introvert. Well, I went to school nervous, people would talk to me. I went into any outing and I would be nervous, thinking that I wasn't going to make any friends. And I just literally got sick and tired of being sick and tired and always being a nervous Nelly. And I just put practical steps together to become an extrovert. And I'll just go over my top five. Actually, a friend of mine, Stacy, talked me into actually doing a class. I rented a hotel space and I actually taught a class on this, Networking Ninja. So if you are like me and you had struggled in the past making friends, I have five quick tips that will help you overcome that, at least give you something to consider. Number one, before I go to any event, I basically play it out in my mind how I'd like to see it go. I try not to focus on the negative. I try not to focus on who I'm going to a room where I know nobody. I try to flip it in my head and say, wow. Who am I going to meet today? What interesting things am I going to learn today? So I kind of go into like an active child. Number two, when I go up to anyone, I in my head act like I already know them. Hey, good to see you. Big smile. Like as soon as they see you, big smile. I've done this so well. A couple people literally thought I knew them. It took them like 20 minutes into the conversation. He's like, I don't think I've ever met you. And I was like, no, you haven't. I just met you today. So I pre-see the event. Anybody I talk to, I imagine in my own mind that I've met them before. I am kind to everyone. This is number three. The cleaning lady, the registration lady, the lady giving the coffee. I chit chat, chew the fat, and I make friends with everyone. The reason why I do that is a lot of times the people behind the desk doing registration, they have the ear of the person giving the speech. I treat everyone with respect, regardless of what they are or what they do. Number four, I try to provide value to anyone I meet. Let's see. One time I went and got the Wi-Fi password, and I knew the Wi-Fi password, and I actually wrote it down for a few people and handed it to them. I learned things when I talk to people. I learned about their desires, their goals, if they have children or not. And if I get their email address, I will research and try to provide value to them at the end of the patient. Oh, I have a great example. My company sent me to a manager's retreat, and one of the ladies shared with me really vulnerable information about her family, something that she was going through, and couldn't believe she shared it with me. We quickly changed the subject because she started getting upset, but I followed up at the end of the conference and I found a Hopa'ono prayer. I think I said that right. And I emailed it to her and I just kind of told her, hey, you know what? Sometimes you just have to pray from afar and sprinkle up a little bit of pixie dust. And she was so thankful that I A, remembered and B, cared. And then let's see the last thing. Oh, I always sit in the front row. I try to give the presenter all of my attention because I feel like I'm their cheerleader. I feel like if I'm smiling with them, if I'm engaging with them, if I support the speaker to give a really good talk, then I just made the talk better for everyone. Those are my five tips. And yes, believe it or not, I used to be an introvert until one day I just got tired of always being a nervous Nelly and I flipped it around and literally I can go to any event with a friend. Thanks for listening.